You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Welcome to Band Geek. I'm Richie Castellano. Joining me today is Jarrett Pressman.
Hello.
And my wife, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
This is a different sort of Band Geek episode because instead of having special guests, we were the special guests, right?
On our own show, Richard?
Exactly. Joe Cumia does a podcast called Guilty by Association. Go check it out. It's sort of like a Tosh.0 sort of clip show.
Like the soup or
right.
In front of a green screen, mostly.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's called Guilty by Association, and Joe was actually a guest on our show a while back with his drummer, Vince Tatinelli. They have a band called 2U, which is one of the biggest U2 tribute bands in America, so please check that out. But the truly big deal about this episode is that joining us at Joe's studio was his brother, Anthony Cumia, formerly of Opie and Anthony.
And you'd have to be living under a rock to not know who Opie and Anthony are. Anne-Marie can attest to that as well.
Anne-Marie's a huge O&A fan.
Oh, yeah. Kind of shaped my entire sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I would listen to them all the time and just drive around and say dirty things, I guess.
If they're saying dirty things, I can say dirty things.
It was very liberating as a 18-year-old girl.
You were freaking out a bit. I mean, we were all freaking out a bit.
I can't even believe that was real life still.
Well, Joe's studio is in his basement of his home, and he has a beautiful home, and he invited us there on Mother's Day when he was having a big Mother's Day celebration with catered food and everything like that. It was really cool. And then once we were done stuffing our faces, we went down to his studio and made some music. But unlike the typical Band Geek where we did an interview sort of portion, we recorded these songs primarily for Joe's podcast, which he'll talk in front of the green screen and then put on a clip of us.
Yeah, he brings up clips, he brings up videos, he does a lot of Skype phone calls and stuff like that and interviews, but so it's a completely different format than ours.
So instead of just like truncating the songs and going right to the meat of things, I left in some of the in-between workshopping and banter and rehearsing because that's what Band Geek fans like. So
I mean, we were down there for like 6-7 hours.
Yeah, we were there for a long time, and we didn't just play songs. Like, we were goofing off. I mean, you can't. It's impossible to be in a room with Anthony Cumia and that gang of people and not have funny stuff happen. So I'm leaving all that stuff in so you could hear it, and I'm gonna leave in all the stuff of us working out harmonies and chords because it's Band Geek.
Right. One of my favorite things that was happening is it's always nice, and especially when it's somebody that you admire like that, like Anne-Marie was saying, like it was kind of surreal to be in the same room with him. But I loved the fact that like, oh, him and his brother talk in movie quotes the same way we talk in movie quotes.
Right.
You know?
Well, I listened to Anthony's show, the Anthony Cumia show, which is sort of like, it's, I guess you'd call it a podcast, but it's his, I mean, it's a radio show, but
he's been doing this for 30 years.
right. I mean, if there's a whole thing with him leaving Sirius, but I don't want to get into that.
Not important.
But he does his own show now from his house. So, and I listen to that show and I love it. But when you listen to someone like that, it's sort of intimidating to meet them. But he couldn't have been nicer. We even had like a long conversation about video games. Because he's playing something I'm really interested in called Elite Dangerous, and he's got one of those like cool Oculus headsets.
Oh, that's right. He was saying it was so weird to wear it because it was like, he said, like, you don't get when you're looking at a screen, like you're looking at the screen and you may look down with the controller, but when you're actually like looking down at like your ammo and looking down at like the control to put the tank into drive, whatever, he goes, it's really fucking
creepy. My god, I want one. Anne-Marie, I want one.
I know.
But he also...
I've been hearing about Oculus for months
now. Because this world is too boring for Richie.
Although there was...
real life.
I also told him about Artemis.
So that's right.
I'm hoping I planted the seed that we can actually play an Artemis with those... a game of Artemis with those guys. But another thing that we talked about was that he was on Star Wars Galaxies, which was a game that me and Amory... we're really into, and all of our friends.
Yeah, you've all heard about Galaxies already.
You know the story. It's basically the reason why I'm in Blue Oyster Cult.
We all shed a tear together.
Yes.
It was bonding.
But we had a real good time playing these songs, so let's get into it.
Well, you're glazing over the food, Richard. Let's
okay,
slow down.
Sorry. Go on.
Oh, but the food, though.
They had a veal parm. They had
chicken franchise. Chicken franchise and
eggplant parm. Chicken franchise, a baller salad, and then we brought a pizza crumb cake, which is very exciting.
Because we're fat.
Here's a pizza crumb cake. Let's merge two things together.
The Jewish mother and me and Richie didn't want to show up to a house empty-handed, even though we thought we were
well,
going
cause you're real
to
mensch.
Record. But... you thought that it was just a random idea for me to stop at that bakery. I had been tracking that bakery all the way out to Long Island. Oh, no, Richie, we're totally close. We should stop there.
Give a plug. What's that bakery called?
It's called Hummel Hummel Bakery. Please send me free crumb pizzas. I honestly don't know where it is. It was random, but it was pretty damn good.
North something?
Northport.
Northport? North Hamport? Hampton. Hampstead.
It was one of those towns in Long Island Northport. That's near a mall.
Mm. Oh yeah, good. That narrows it down. So the interesting thing about, I mean, a lot of people know who Anthony is, but Joe is also talented in his own right. Now, part of the reason why Anthony got into the career he's in is because of a song that he wrote with Joe.
Right.
Can you give us a backstory on that really quick?
I don't remember the complete specifics, but I know it was a radio contest and they were looking for parody songs. And I believe it was right around the time of the O.J. Simpson trial. Yeah. So the early 90s. And they wrote a parody song that like they won the contest and it like exploded and like national markets were like chomping at the bit to like get it so that they could play it on their local affiliate, and it just exploded, and that like really just exploded Anthony's career.
He did that with Joe. So
and he wrote it with Joe. And right. Joe, I mean, I don't. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on his episode.
Yeah,
but
Joe
he wrote the
songs.
Music for Owen, Open Anthony, like all the parody songs and everything that they did in their intro and everything. So he's been working with his brother for a very long time, also.
Yeah, and he's a super talented musician and a great guitar player. So it was fun playing with those guys. It was, you know, just pro. So we're gonna let you be a fly on the wall right now in our really interesting and fun jam session that we had with the Akumia clan. So here's the first tune, very appropriate song, a common interest of everyone in the room. This is Stonehenge by Spinal Tap.
And who is playing what on this show?
Oh, good, thanks. On this song, it is Vince Tatinelli on drums, Brian Connolly on keyboards. I'm playing bass. Joe is playing guitar. Anne-Marie is helping
shining
me out with
light.
She's videotaping and helping me out with some harmonies. Muff did the whole monologue, and Anthony sang lead. Joe did the "and you, my love."
The bridge in the middle.
Yeah, and he also played the variacts like I have, so he was able to go from electric to like the mandolin sound of the same instrument, which was pretty cool. All right, here it is.
And oh, how they dance.
This is more than I've – way more – I'm biting off way more than I can chew as a novice engineer. Okay, I think we're ready.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Kumia brothers. No one knows who they were or what they were doing, legacy remains, hewn into the living rock of Stone Age.
Banshees live and they do live well. Stonehenge, where a man is a man and the children dance to the pipes of Pan.
They say to us, if we were here tonight.
But it doesn't get solved.
That's a tick.
All right, so in a very surreal moment, Anne-Marie got to do a duet with Anthony.
Whose choice was this?
Well, okay, we were going back and forth for a few weeks when we had the idea of what songs to do, and they wanted to do that song Cruisin', which is fine, but I was trying to think of something that would be funnier. And, you know, the song from Dirty Dancing is, I just love that song.
That's like the duet.
Well, right. Dirty Dancing is like one of the funniest movies of all time.
No, it's just, it's like sort of, whatever. It's funny
it's
that
niche.
We're doing
it's
it.
It's niche.
But you've never seen Dirty Dancing, right?
No.
We got to watch that shit. We got to get on that. But one thing I want to point out before we go into it is Anne-Marie had no voice.
Oh, yeah. The only reason I could speak right now is because I'm on the juice.
Anne-Marie's roid region.
No, I'm on a bunch of antihistamines and steroids right now because my throat was closing. Fun times.
She can breathe, but she kicked me in the throat earlier.
Anne-Marie walked into their house like, hey, guys. But then she was still able
to sing. I was so sad. I was so excited about this. And then, you know, I just literally had nothing. I was running on like maybe 20%.
I thought you sang great. I mean, I know everybody's very critical of themselves, but I thought it was great. And I thought it was really cool watching you guys interact, and especially trying to see you keep your cool in front of him because he's someone
I couldn't make eye contact. I couldn't. I was like, I wanted to sing it to him and look into his eyes, and I'm like, I can't do this. This is too much for me.
Well, it's because he's taller than you.
But on this one, it's the same setup as the last song. It's actually, we're gonna play two songs in a row because we sort of went into it that way.
It's not exactly the same setup because we have a special appearance by Smooth Move Ferguson.
What's your sax name?
Mo Pleasure.
Oh, right.
Mo Pleasure.
Yeah, so what we had, again, Vince on drums, Brian on keyboards, I'm on bass again, Joe's on guitar, and
Jarrett's on kazoo.
Jarrett's playing kazoo, and that's sort of a thing we do.
Kazax.
Yeah, why hasn't that been
done? We were playing the metal kazoo given to you by Rob Sprance.
Yes.
Thanks, Rob.
Because Anne-Marie still doesn't believe me that metal kazoo with the tiny pipe that the air goes through makes the higher notes easier to play. She doesn't believe me.
Sure.
Kazakh sounds like a Jewish candy.
It sounds like a game you play in the Old Republic.
It sounds like a game that you play on the street with chalk and a jump rope. I'm sorry, Richie. Go on.
No, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to add to this. I was going to say, here's the song, but we actually start off with, I don't want to start off right with the song. I want to show a little bit of us preparing for it. So here's us working out Time of Your Life, or Time of My Life.
Time of My Life.
Time of My Life.
Parenthesis, I've had.
Made famous by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warner, or Warrens. What was
Warrens.
It? Warrens.
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 Warrens. Warrens.
Warrens. Warrens. Yeah.
Is that me or you or fuck? I can't remember.
Oh, wait. No, that's you the first. No, I'm the first one this time. Okay, sorry.
Tell you. I think it's a harmony. Sunderland, right?
I think that's a mistake.
This Could Be Love is the harmony part.
This Could Be Love is the... Oh. It's actually unison. That's a unison there, both times.
So you're singing that?
This could... Yeah, I just... I miswrote it in my chart.
And then I go...
Okay, so you go, just remember, I say you're the one
songs
thing.
Like this?
The making of. This is good for the making of.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, that's a mistake. So I'm supposed to do that one, and then you do that one. I do that one, and then we go unison together. I kind of botched that pre-chorus harmony too, so I wouldn't mind doing that.
I can't get enough of. What is that stupid harmony, Joe?
Never felt this way before. I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you, 'cause I had the time of my life, and I searched through every open door. Till I found the truth, and I owe it all to you.
Maybe you do those things again. The better.
Who's gonna do the big swan lift at the end?
We're rolling. I want to do it with Jared. I'll stand right in the middle.
On the wheel, the chair at the wheels, and just slide across. Hey, Joe. Am I right in? Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hands, 'cause we seem to understand the urgency. Just remember
remember.
You're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be love. Let it go, don't be afraid to lose control.
Yes, I know it's on your mind when you say, stay with me tonight.
Just remember, you're way before.
Never felt this
way. I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you, 'cause I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
But we'll just take and make a medley of Bill Medley.
It's your brother Marvin Medley.
You know that new sound? You
Lovely. Well, here it is.
Hey, Bill, listen to this.
Your cousin
Marvin Medley.
That was genius, man. That was absolute genius. Ronald McDonald. The whole tie-in with the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With the supersized friend. It was awesome, man. It was awesome.
I never thought that this would ever happen in my life. Like,
that's hilarious.
I've listened to you forever, and never in my wildest dreams would I be like, I'll be sitting here singing
Time of My Life. Time of My Life.
I have never felt this way before.
shout into that.
Hilarious.
Like,
hey.
Ooh, baby.
That's better.
One more time, Jack. Mm-hmm.
You have good sax moves.
Okay, that's better.
I like it.
It's this. It's that greased up guy getting... from the Lost Boys. You need the neck strap.
Yeah. Oh, God.
On the casino. Do you want to try I Am I Said?
Yeah. Run through it one more. Why not?
Be good to have another one.
You got to warm up a little, you know, for me.
I am I Said.
Sid. I am I Cried. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
And then he just ends it. He ends it with,
I am.
That's it. He is.
It's all about me, ladies and gentlemen.
You?
It's all about me, Neil Diamond.
That's all that I am.
That's it.
Really?
Oh, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board.
Love on the rocks.
Ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
Everything just sounds like he's taking a painful shit.
Oh, yeah.
I am, I said.
Someone bring some baby wipes. You ever have a hemorrhoid so bad from pushing shit out that you can't wipe your ass?
Bloody stools and mixed up room. I think I got a bad case of gas.
Doctor to push it back.
And I can't crap, and I don't know why. K.O. Pick James. Let's do
even
a...
Even my undies stain.
I hate playing in a sharp, in a flatted key.
LA's fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling's laid back. Well, palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know I keep thinking about you're making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised. Nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, talk about me. Well, the story's the same one. Oh, but I got an emptiness deep inside, and I tried, but it won't let me go. Yeah, I'm not a man who likes to swear. I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. I am, said I.
acid. I am a cried. I am.
That was about as Neil as it gets.
That's how you. Yeah, that's.
That gets no more Neil.
About as Neil as it gets.
That was awesome.
I am.
I think we should try. I think we should do.
I am what I am.
Are we going to try Stonehenge again?
We're not fucking playing Stonehenge.
We're not playing Stonehenge. We're not going to play fucking Stonehenge.
So when they came up with the idea to do the Neil Diamond song, in my head, I already knew what Anthony was going to sound like doing it, and he did not disappoint. It was fucking awesome.
He sounds like really good Neil.
It was on point. and
on fleek, as the young kids say.
Yeah, I had to try to keep it together.
What do they say?
On what?
On fleek.
What is on fleek?
It's kind of like on point.
Who
like
says that?
Eyebrows on fleek. You never saw that video?
No.
It's like a huge thing. I had a...
No, I'm only up to yes.
That's yes and help.
That's the thing that young kids say.
I like that, though. It's like you're going, yes, like that. I like that.
I want to take a little pause here.
I want to take my podcast back.
No, I want to take a little pause here to do some business, to do some plugs. I have a show coming up on May 31st at the St. George Theater in Staten Island. I'm opening for Eddie Money.
Ooh.
And I will be playing a short set of probably some Blue Oyster Cult, some originals. I'll definitely be playing my hit, Blue Bohemian Rhapsody. And I'll probably do some other stuff which I haven't decided yet.
So make sure you secure your two tickets to Paradise.
That's right. Or more tickets. They're very cheap.
You're the first person to make that joke.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you laughing like the Swedish chef?
Every time I see someone make an obvious joke that you're supposed to just like you know how certain jokes are just implied, like the two tickets to a Paradise joke?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just let it sit there. Just imply it. Don't be the guy that says it. Because once you're the guy that says...
Because then you become a...
Yeah, once you're the guy who says the implied joke, I can't help but go...
Do you make that sound when I told you the story of the joke I told my eye doctor that
I've
been trying for like 9 years?
I make that sound every time you text me. Matter of fact, that's your fucking ringtone on my phone. All right, sorry. All right, here's another...
You're mean.
Here's another plug. Another plug. Come on. Okay. Band Geek is actually doing our anniversary live gig.
Whoa!
So we're doing a live podcast We're doing a live podcast on July 19th at Katie's in Smithtown, Long Island. So that's going to be awesome. That's a Sunday, so I don't think we're going to be starting too late, but we're going to... What?
We're doing the early bird podcast.
Yeah.
Our podcast will be at 4:30. You'll get a ticket for admission, a steak, and a baked
potato.
It's
not going to be at 4:30. I can tell you that.
Bingo will be drawn at 7.
We will play games, though, because we're gonna be doing... I mean, there's going to be a live band there. And I think
like Kasax?
I think the band's going to be the normal Band Geek house band. But we're going to have special guests, which I've already secured. And we're going to probably play encore with the audience, which could be fun. And there might be giveaways. I don't know.
I like games.
But we'll keep giving more information about that as it gets closer. And
put it in your calendars. July 19th. Katie, Smithtown, Long Island. Band Geek, live.
That's right. It's going to be awesome. I can't edit anything.
It's on a Sunday.
Band Geeks, naked.
Yeah, Band Geek raw, no mixing. Anyway... One more thing, if you really like the podcast, please continue to support us by going to our Amazon link. That's at www.riotcast.com/bandgeek, and you click on the Amazon banner up top, and then just do your normal Amazon shopping, and a small percentage of your purchase goes to supporting the show, and it helps us immensely. So thank you for doing that.
Do people still shop on Amazon? Is that
a thing? They do. Actually, that whole link thing, that's helping us keep, you know, maintain the costs of the podcast. So we that's definitely helpful.
I think Amazon's a fad. I think it's going to pass.
No, no, no. Actually, it helped us buy our fucking Michael McDonald's wigs. And
just the wigs. We had to shell money for the beards. Thanks a lot.
I bought them using the Amazon link, and then the money I got back from that almost helped cover the cost. Not really, but whatever.
Because only Jews would use coupons for their own restaurant.
Well, listen, actually, you just remind me of something. I'm going to do a call to arms here. I have a special request of our Band Geek fans. I would like you to Facebook and Twitter blast Michael McDonald's accounts and post our McDonald's video, because I want him to see it and I want him to post or repost it. He posts stuff. I follow Michael McDonald on social media and he posts interesting and cool things. So, Band Geek fans, please take to Twitter, take to Facebook, find Michael McDonald and blast his page with our Ronald McDonald, Michael McDonald video.
And where can they find it on Twitter? I'm
at @Rich_Castellano. But if you want to find the video, go to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/bandgeekpodcast. You'll find our, what's the name of it? Just What a Fool Believes, Band Geek?
Yeah, just type in, or go to the, it's one of the top videos. Yeah. Because it's
in the world.
Yes.
It's one of the top videos in the world. And Michael McDonald hasn't seen it yet. So,
or you can search through Richie's Facebook or his Twitter. Or my Facebook, or my Twitter.
And you are Moore Kazoo?
I'm at Moore Kazoo. Mm-hmm. Thank you for people who are following me.
Okay, so let's bring this home. Anyone have anything else, Ed? Sorry. Anyone have anything else to add?
No, Richie. I'm having the time of my life.
Sorry. So here's the last tune we did, and this one has Anne Marie on lead vocals.
Which
and
song is it?
This is Hold the Line by Toto.
Oh.
Joe and I switched. So Joe's playing bass on this. I'm playing guitar. Actually, I was very excited because I just recently bought this Steve Lukather Music Man guitar, the Luke 3. And when we were doing a Toto song, I'm like, I have the perfect guitar for this. Sorry, but
you know what your ringtone is when you call me?
What? Yeah, that's about right. So, yeah, it's, same group. So, Vince Tattinelli on drums, Brian Connolly on keyboards, Joe Kumi on bass, I'm playing guitar, Anne Marie on lead vocals, and let's hear us.
And me pretending to do harmonies.
No, you did do harmonies.
Yeah,
it was,
I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And the three of us, actually, the four of us were singing.
Needed you. I had like zero.
No, I thought you killed this, but let's actually listen to us planning out the harmonies on this one. Let's go over the harmonies real quick.
All right, so I need somebody doubling my part if possible.
Hold the line, love isn't. Can you sing a harmony there while you're playing bass, or is that too crazy?
I've got two hands.
Love isn't always on time. Love isn't. Hold the line. Love isn't. Oh.
Yeah, what he had. What you had was fine.
Right, let's do it together.
Wait,
from Hold the Line. 1, 2, 3.
Hold the line. Love isn't always on time.
Keep going. I got it.
No, whoa, whoa. Hold the line. Love isn't always on time. No, whoa, whoa.
Again.
Hold the line.
Oh, it's an F.
Love isn't always on time.
That's tricky.
No, whoa, whoa.
That's very tricky.
Hold the line. Love isn't always on time.
Yeah.
No, whoa, yes, yes.
There you go.
Can you sing the melody with me?
Hold the line,
yeah, I'll give him this one, it's easier.
No, it's right there.
Is that gonna open your pedals up?
No, it's gonna hit two pedals.
Love isn't always on time. Love isn't on.
Hold the line. Yeah, just sing the melody. Love isn't always on time.
Let's try singing and playing that now.
I'll do the whoa, 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 whoa.
1, 2, 3.
Hold the line. Love isn't always on time. No, whoa, whoa. Hold the line. Love isn't always on time.
Love isn't always on time.
Want to try it?
Yeah.
Let's do one.
Now it's to me.
Okay.
We're down a keyboard player.
Oh, let's not do one.
Do you want me to keep running this one across? This is kind of in this part's in the way.
Sure.
You want to put it there?
I guess.
Can you put it on a higher shelf?
Yes. I can also move this. Okay.
What are you, periscoping?
Bit.
Periscoping?
Yeah. Of course, they can't hear like the music.
Periscope. Periscope gets out to more people than my podcast does. It's crazy. How many people you got, Ant? How many people?
236.
Huh?
Wow.
236.
236
people watching live right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So don't forget to tune into on Riotcast. On Riotcast, that would be Band Geeks. Rich Castellano, and his lovely wife, Emery.
Hi.
And don't forget about Jarrett.
Hello. Hi,
so tune in. When do you air those, Rich?
Usually Sundays.
Sunday, what
Sunday
time?
Night.
This will be in two Sundays because I have to mix this.
Oh, this one's going to take a little while.
Or four Sundays.
Yeah.
We did a couple of songs already, so.
Yeah, we keep on doing them.
And they do them just with headphones on, so you're not really.
But at least we're going with like one motif. What have we done? We've done Spinal Tap, Jennifer Warnes, and Bill Medley.
Marvin Medley.
We're doing Toto now. and Neil Diamond. Wow.
It's not in the way
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think that was pretty good.
That was a pretty good take. Yeah. I think that was a take. Was that a take? We're getting lots of hearts.
Sounded pretty good.
Lots of hearts?
Lots of hearts.
Awesomeness. Yeah. That's this new Periscope thing that all the kids are using.
Really?
All the kids are using Periscope.
Is it like Snapchat?
It's live streaming.
You hear it like raw, you know.
It's live streaming.
It's like, why does it sound like clicking and clacking and strings? And
I know, yeah, right? Why does it sound like shit?
Why is it no,
it sounds awful. You can actually hear. You'll probably hear better off that speaker inside.
Maybe. I signed up for Periscope after seeing Anthony use it.
Yes.
Callback.
No, I really like it. It's fun. I mean, you could.
Totally sounds like a sex thing.
It's creepy. I mean, like, I signed on. The first thing I signed on, I saw, like.
It sounds like a verb. Like, I'm periscoping.
No. I signed on and I saw, like, the stream said, me and Bae getting ready to go out. And it was basically like a woman putting on her makeup for 45 minutes. I know that because I watched it for 45 minutes. No, I didn't.
Hey, everything on the internet started at, like, the internet was like, here's an information system that people are going to be able to access from their homes. And you're like, great, where can we see people fucking? Like, that's how everything starts. So that's why periscoping sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Well, I have one
like
now.
Twitch.
It is. I have one now, and I did my first broadcast today while I was waiting for one of these songs to bounce.
Uh-huh.
I just noodled a little bit on the guitar, and I put on my Periscope, and I had one watcher. And I played for about 45 seconds, and that's about it.
I think the reason it sounds dirtier than most internet things is because if you think about what a Periscope is, it's watching somebody in secret from below.
That's right.
And it pops up.
It's like, phallic. Yeah, it's so weird. Like in Batman 66 in the Penguin submarine.
That's the sound of Periscope.
All right, I think we can end it there. I want to thank Joe Cumia for inviting us to his home and letting us record there. He has a great studio. I want to thank Anthony Cumia for hanging and singing, and that was a real thrill for us to get to play with him.
And just being such a delight.
No, he was awesome. He couldn't have been nicer. Special thanks to Vince Tatinelli on drums and Brian Connolly on keyboards. So that's it. That's Band Geek episode 43. With me today was Jarrett Pressman, my co-host.
Bye, internet.
My wife, Anne-Marie.
See ya.
See ya on Periscope.
I don't like that.
And follow me at @Rich_Castellano at Periscope.
He'll be periscoping you.
That's right.
Watch my Periscope.
I hate all of this. It's making me itch.
Yes.
No.
All right. See you next time, guys.